Our Lord asked the question that we were asking just a moment ago, wasn't he? Peace. We pray for peace. We ask for peace. But our Lord, even though his title is the Prince of Peace, and Malachi from the Old Testament, an old prophet, prophesied about Jesus saying, his name will be peace. He himself will be peace. But yet, what does Jesus say about himself? He said, do you think that I have come to establish peace on this earth? And what is his response? Nope. That's not what I've come to do. I've not come to establish peace, but division. Now, what are we to make of that? What are we to make of the fact that the prophecies all talk about Jesus being peace, bringing peace? They call him the Prince of Peace. His name shall be peace. It even says within the Old Testament, the prophecy of Isaiah, that he shall establish peace. But our Lord is saying, I've not come to bring peace, but I've come to bring division. What are we to make of this?
If he's the Prince of Peace, why doesn't he bring peace?
That's exactly the question.
Yeah.
Our Lord says he's come to bring division. So when it seems that things are in contradiction here, and God who is truth, and there can be no lie in God, and Jesus is God, then there must be something we're missing in there on the surface level. And that is this. What Jesus brings is not something that will bring a surface level peace. Meaning that people aren't just going to hold hands together and say, oh, Jesus came, yes, let's all go together. Let's all be honky-dory, let's go celebrate, let's go out to eat enemies now. The peace that Jesus comes to bring is peace that people will share when they obey him. When they know his law, when you give up a life of sin, when you turn your life over to Christ in the gospel, then you'll have peace. And you'll have peace among those who wish to have peace, wish to obey the law of God. But when somebody comes and tells the truth, when somebody exposes where somebody else is doing wrong and happy to do wrong, what does somebody do in response to that? When you point out that somebody is not living right, needs to change their life, that they need to stop gossiping in a way, what usually happens? We shouldn't say those things. In conversation, when you say that to somebody, what do? Right? Who do you think you are to be talking to me like that, right? Isn't that what they do? When you tell them, you know, that's not a very Catholic thing to say, we shouldn't talk about people that way behind their backs, what does the person say? Well, you know it, such and such. They'll say, oh, you high and mighty now, right? Don't they do that? I'm not making this up, am I? We can take from your silence that you're agreeing, right? Well, that's what our Lord says when he says, I come to bring division. That when you stand for what is true, when you stand for what is right, people don't want to hear that. They want to be confirmed in their sin. They want you to make them feel good without having to change anything. But what does it say in the very beginning of this passage? Jesus says, I have come to set the earth on fire. And oh, how I wish that it would already be ablaze, he said. There's a baptism with which I must be baptized. He's talking about his death upon the cross, and he says, I am in anguish until it is accomplished. He's saying, I really want to give my life for the truth. And I can't wait for that to happen. Why? Because it'll bring about the right kind of division, which means there will be clearly shown what is truth, and clearly shown what is a lie. It'll be clearly shown what is the way that God has come to bring. It'll be clearly shown that is the way of the devil. So divisions aren't always a bad thing. Conflict is not always a bad thing. In fact, lack of peace, and sometimes it hurts to say it, but even sometimes war is not always a bad thing. Although we hate every person who might lose their life in such a war, we don't want any of that. But sometimes the right kind of conflict is good. So when you step away from a conversation and you say, I don't think we should talk like that anymore, let's change the subject, or, you know, she's not here anymore right now, so let's not talk about her that way. She probably has a reason for why maybe she did that. When somebody receives a correction like that, what the person should go, I shouldn't have let my mouth go there. You're right, thank you. I shouldn't be doing that. That's right. I want to live on God's side, not on that other side that I was actually doing. Where the person will realize, thank you so much, Joan, for speaking up. I know you don't always speak up, but you said something there. And so that helps me to realize that I'm on the wrong side of that. You're my real friend because you helped me. But really, that's the kind of community and that's the kind of division that we should want to have. A division that says, oh, I stepped over the line. And that's why I'm bringing conflict. By pointing out the conflict I'm bringing, aren't bringing conflict, you're helping me to stop conflict. That's the fire that our Lord wants us to bring. And isn't that an easy thing to fall into here, you know, when we're amongst ourselves, to this endless chattering about other people, other things, about wounds, about people who aren't present, complaints. Let's ask our Lord, who is the Prince of Peace, to help us to bring the right kind of conflict into our lives, to help each other find Jesus as he is. He didn't come to bring peace in the way that the world sees it, which is just a pretending that there is no conflict. But he brought to bring out the peace that says, let's solve the underlying issues of conflict. Stop sinning, stop hurting each other, stop talking behind each other's backs. And let's help our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, to live what is right. Because as the Lord says, this entirety of this world is passing away. But the world which we're about to face and not too long is eternal. And those who find themselves in the right side of that division, like being in Christ, they're the ones who will have peace now within their souls, even if they're attacked by other people outside of themselves, and an eternal peace that knows no end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.